Blog Talk Radio.
Unlike the relatively mild, brief anxiety caused by a stressful event, such as speaking in public or a first date, reading an article from the National Institute of Mental Health, anxiety disorders last at least 6 months and can get worse if they are not treated. Anxiety disorders commonly occur along with other mental or physical illnesses, including alcohol or substance abuse, which may mask anxiety symptoms or make them worse. In some cases, these other illnesses need to be treated before a person will respond to treatment for anxiety disorder. The article goes on and states effective therapies for anxiety disorders are available, and research is uncovering new treatments that can help most people with anxiety disorders lead productive, fulfilling lives. And it reads, furthermore, if you think you have an anxiety disorder, you should seek information and treatment right away. And let me state that it is very important to find an appropriate health care professional to help you if you believe that you have an anxiety disorder. Very, very important. And so the article goes on to state that it talks about different types of anxiety disorders. So it speaks about panic disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD, post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, social phobia or social anxiety disorder, and specific phobias, and then last but not least, generalized anxiety disorder, or GAD. So it also states that each anxiety disorder has different symptoms, but all the symptoms cluster around excessive, irrational fear and dread. So let me say this morning that we're going to be looking at the spiritual side of anxiety, and maybe touch upon the environmental causes of anxiety as well. But it is very important to understand the spiritual component of anxiety. And so I'm going to be speaking from the New Testament, Book of 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 5, beginning at verse 6. And verse 6 reads, 1 Peter 5:6 reads, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." That is speaking about God. Now, verses 6 and 7 in my English translation are one verse. And so we're going to be considering verse 7, which is part B, or the second part of the verse that begins in verse 6, of course. So, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. I want to say that it is important to realize, it is important to know with certainty. It is important to think about the reality that God is a shelter for those who are dealing with anxiety. God is a shelter when the all-too-muchness of the world threatens to overthrow our hearts. And I want to say that as a foundation for this particular broadcast. God is our shelter, that is collectively. And when one considers the environment or the environmental nature of anxiety, that is what is created on the outside of us, what is created in our particular environment, the pressures we face, the situations that can overwhelm us, the stress factor and the stresses that we face on a daily basis challenge us. And these things, these challenges, can weigh upon us. And so, if we do not have a resource, if we do not have a place to deal with the stresses in our life, we can create some very difficult situations, let us say. And so, God is pro-me, P-R-O-M-E. God is pro-me. God is pro-you. So, Peter is speaking to believing ones, and he is delivering concluding injunctions in chapter 5. This is the last chapter of 1 Peter. And so he says to the believing community these important words, casting all your care upon him, or literally to throw upon, that is, throw upon God all your care. Now, merimna, M-E-R-I-M-N-A, merimna is the Greek noun here for, that is used in 1 Peter 5, 7 for the, that is transliterated as care. And M-E-R-I-M-N-A-O. Merineo means to be anxious. And so the believing ones are enjoined to throw upon God all of one's merimna, all of one's distraction, solicitude, or care. Now, the adjective all in our text is very important because this word particular is from the word pas, and it can refer to all things individually and in their totality. All things individually and in their totality. We are to cast all things individually and in their totality. We are to throw everything upon Him. That is, upon God. And after the semicolon, in verse 7, we read, "For He careth for you." And the word careth here, with the anglicized ending, careth, is in the present indicative. We have to know that God cares for us. We have to understand that God does care about our anxiety. And therefore, we are enjoined to cast all of the care with regard to our anxiety upon Him. We are, in other words, to unburden our hearts so that they are no longer troubled, so that we are no longer agitated, so that we no longer fret about what may or may not happen in the near future, so that we will learn to relax and not be so fretful, so that we can stop working through or creating scenarios about what the future may hold. Now, I understand that in our modern society, we have many cares, we have many burdens. We worry, or we are concerned about financial matters. We are concerned about relationships. We think about the uncertainty of the future, what our lives may become. And so these things create distractions within our hearts so that we cannot focus. We cannot make sense. Important spiritually. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden," that is, burden, "and I will rest you." So God wants us to cast all of our care upon Him, so that we may have His rest, the rest of God. Now, the word Sabbath in the Old Testament was called the day of rest, and it is from a particular Hebrew word which means to catch one's breath. When we are anxious, it is hard for us to believe that we could actually catch our breath or to have a Sabbath within the heart wherein we cease, wherein we rest. God rested on from his labors on that day. There remaineth a rest for the people of God. There is a rest for us. So that we know that we are not here alone, and we are not facing the crises in this life without the care of God. Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. It is important to learn this very powerful spiritual principle, because it is powerful to know that one can make the volitional choice, that is, the will can be directed toward this new reality. That is, if God is for me, who can be against me? And so when I cast all of my care upon God, I am focusing. I am focusing upon Him, not upon the care, which fragments my thinking. And the care, the merimna, fragments my consciousness, fragments my self-awareness, and then an avalanche of care continues the process of further fragmentation. Whereas knowing that God is a shelter for me, and that I can cast or throw upon Him my care, can begin to win me from the edge and bring me back to myself. And then I can concentrate upon God's healing love, God's healing presence, and come to know that God indeed is one who has come alongside. He is to help me. He he is the comforter, the comforter, from the Latin comfortus, which means the strong one in my life, who takes hold with me of my burdens, and I can cast all my care upon him, because my burdens, the things which have created distractions in my life and have therefore fragmented my thinking, are too much for me. Jesus takes the too muchness, and Jesus takes upon himself the depth of the suchness of my concern, so that I can begin a new journey, so that I can begin, or I will have a new mood. I will be lifted up. Begin this transformation wherein I trust another, wherein I trust God, who says, "Behold, I make all things new." And so that changes one's thinking. And so trusting God changes my thinking. It changes my cognitive awareness. And when my cognitive awareness of my situation changes, then so does my behavior. When my mentality changes, then my behavior will change too. Because I have agreed to let God have it, because I can't carry the distractions anymore. They're too much for my heart, and so I take them to God. I go before the throne of grace. I tell God what is going on, and that I need him to take these things from me. And most importantly, when I take what I need to take to God, that is my load of care, I leave them with him. Or I leave it with him. I do not take it back. I allow God to have that which has claimed my heart for so long. Proverbs 3, verse 5. Proverbs 3, 5 reads, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding." Verse 6, "In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones." This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Now, we know a lot about the neurophysiology of anxiety. but it is not merely the neurophysiology of anxiety that we need awareness of. We need to understand the spiritual component. We need to understand the person. We need to understand the heart. And that what happens physiologically with regard to the anxiety begins in the heart. That is the spiritual side of the person, the immaterial part or aspect of the individual. Trust in the Lord, batah, means to throw oneself down upon his face and lie extended upon the ground. The verb is thrown at the beginning of the sentence in Hebrew for emphasis. Trust in Yahweh with all your heart. With all your heart. And lean not, the verb lean not means to support oneself. Well, I cannot appropriately support myself on my own understanding. And when I attempt to do so, I can create a situation of anxiety in my heart. And lean not on your own understanding, that is, your own mental faculty. In all your ways acknowledge Him, that is, acknowledge God. And He will make your path straight. And so I begin to trust in God. I must trust Him. I must throw myself down upon my face and lie extended upon the ground. Of course, this is a Hebrew word picture. It is a concrete word picture. And when I am in need of being unburdened from anxiety, here is a powerful picture of trust. Trust in the Lord, and He will begin to change the situation for you. When you begin to trust the Lord, you will find that through your volition, the volitional act, the decision to trust God, will begin to change you physiologically. That is, it will begin to change your brain. And therefore, your understanding about your situation. Because you have given this situation, or you have given your anxiety over to God. And you have decided to lean not upon your own understanding, but to change all your ways. And you have decided that you will allow God to make your path straight. And notice the writer continues, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Trust in the Lord. This will bring renewal to your heart. You will be renewed and you will know it. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. Have a wonderful day.